9.
Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
As we launch into hour number two of the program, 1-800-259-9231, you can take control, bring up virtually anything. We go to Wayne, who's got a story about one particular sheriff in America that deserves probably a bit of applause. What's going on?
Yeah, well, it's a sticky situation, guys, and I'll be interested to hear how you feel about it when I finish telling you about the story. Sheriff John Green in Philadelphia, who has 30 years' experience in law enforcement, has refused to hold these foreclosure sales on foreclosed properties. So the sticky part about it is these people did enter into contracts, but yet he's kind of not enforcing them. So now there's some fraudulent things in mortgages, obviously, and we have to deal with that.
But right. A contract is a meeting of the minds. Basically, if you don't have an understanding between two people on what it is that someone's buying, versus what someone's selling, then you don't have a contract. And really, the mortgages have gotten so they're so thick that there's no way that anyone can really have a meeting of the minds. However, most of these people, I think, did understand that, they were buying an adjustable rate mortgage. It's called an adjustable rate mortgage. I wonder if the rate will adjust later. Now we're at some of the, at the time, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we were at some of the lowest interest rates ever. Well, right. I wonder where the interest rates are going to go from here. They could go down farther. No, we're at the lowest ones ever. Chances are they're going to go up from here. I think that I don't like some of those mortgages. I really don't, but I don't know that I think that those people were jilted. I don't think those people were jilted.
So let me see if I understand correctly, because I don't know a whole lot about the foreclosure process. Essentially, these people default on their loans. They don't pay. And at some point, the bank forecloses.
It's sometimes as long as a year. Sometimes they stay in their houses a year without paying.
And the bank essentially then says, okay, well, you haven't paid. You're in violation of your contract. The property is now ours, and they usually take it, and then they sell it.
Well, they use the courts. They usually get a court order, and then the sheriff's department enforces the court order to foreclose,
okay.
and then create a foreclosure sale. And Sheriff Green in Philadelphia is refusing. In fact, he's proclaimed a temporary moratorium on all such sales throughout Philadelphia.
So the court is ordering the sale or ordering the seizure of the property, and he is not following the orders.
Correct.
That's what you're saying?
Yep.
Well, it's interesting that he decides not to follow these orders, but he'll follow other court orders,
Isn't that interesting?
Ones that I would consider to be, far less freedom-oriented.
Yeah. This is in no way a principled stand on his particular part.
It's political.
Yeah. Sure. And, maybe he's going for re-election this year.
Mayor?
Does it mention that?
Well, not this year, but I think a lot of it has to do with politics as well. And rightfully so, in the sense that there are a lot of people in Philadelphia who vote for him. I mean, he is going for election. And he feels he works for the people. And a lot of people in that town are losing their jobs now because the economy is getting soft and fuel prices are going up and people are being squeezed in all directions and can't pay their mortgages anymore.
Yeah. You knew the deal when you got into the mortgage. If it's adjustable rate, you knew it could change. You knew the amount you paid could go up. That's one of the reasons why I did not get an adjustable rate mortgage. How the hell do you budget for that? I have to be able to budget for my mortgage. And so you ask important questions like that to your mortgage broker. And if you don't ask the right questions and you don't know exactly what you're getting into, then, like you said, Mark, if it's not a meeting of the minds, then there's something to be said for that. But that doesn't also mean that you get to sit in somebody else's house.
And I do think that in the loan industry at the time, there were some greedy practices going on. But I think that those greedy practices are going to cost people their, they're going to cost money to those banks because they were not hoping to kick people out of their houses. They were hoping to get paid on those mortgages.
Yeah.
That's what their goal was.
Yeah, but the banks didn't hold the mortgages. They lent to anybody with a pulse, then they sold the mortgages off.
To other banks.
Well, to Wall Street, too.
And investors.
Who bundled them off, and they were bundled into bonds and sold off to unsuspecting foreigners and so on, who are very upset now with the U.S. banks and don't trust them anymore.
Hmm. Those people lost their money. They invested in something that were, you lost some of their money, and they invested in something that was, you know, not great, absolutely.
And because of that now, you know, this is the mess we've created now. Or not we've created, but they've created. But all the money and credit that's been created to funnel this, or to fuel this boom in the last 8 years, is now blowing up on everybody's faces. And this is the beginning. It's going to get far worse.
All right. So I'm interested in knowing more about this particular story, not because I support the sheriff in protecting deadbeats, but I support him in not following orders. We talked about this last night, how I think that the Liberty Movement could really benefit to have some cops out there that supposedly believe in freedom actually not follow the bad orders that they're given. Martin Luther King said that it's the duty of a good American to not follow bad laws. And similarly, I think cops that want to be considered good guys by those of us in the Liberty Movement should not enforce bad laws. And if this guy considers this a bad order, and he's chosen to not enforce it, what kind of penalty is he facing, if any?
Nothing right now. They're not mentioning any penalty he might face because he is the highest law enforcement officer in the jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
So he has the authority to kick out even the feds by traditional American law. Who knows what's in the fine print of some of these new laws they've passed.
Is he a sheriff or is he a...
He's a sheriff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sheriff's, you know, high stuff.
So we're going to get you to run for sheriff, Mark?
I'd be happy to be your sheriff.
However,
I don't, I'm completely unqualified from the, you know, the average voter's viewpoint, probably less qualified than most people would, you know, just the average individual.
I'd like to see judges refuse to enforce bad laws also.
Sure.
Because there are laws that are passed that are clearly unconstitutional, but yet they're the law, so we have to enforce them. That mentality has got to go.
So this story makes it crystal clear that the cops don't have to obey all of their orders, that they apparently can pick and choose which ones that they want to obey.
You've been told fibs.
And, well, what a shock, right?
And he claims it's not the sheriff's job to sell houses, which is kind of funny. But, I question the motivation here. I think some of it's political, although I think the guy does care. I think he really does care about the citizens of Philadelphia. But yet I think it's also a win-win for him because he can use it to catapult himself to some higher office.
Yeah, I think it's probably a political thing because I doubt he cares. If he really cared, he'd stop arresting their brothers and sisters for smoking marijuana and stuff like that.
We'll have to actually care
about people.
We'll have to write him a letter and inform him. Maybe
he
doesn't know.
He's not doing any tax sales for people that haven't paid their property taxes. I doubt that. The government may not want banks to profit, off of poor people that didn't know what they were signing, but they sure don't really give a darn about, what the average person who can't pay their taxes, you know, their house getting taken away from them.
Sure enough. So 800-259-9231 is the number for you to comment on this story or whatever it is you want to talk about. In the meantime, we go to Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com. Talking about government's moral compass. She says, it's always amusing when politicians, cops, and other denizens of the dark side lecture the rest of us about morality. A hit-and-run accident in Hartford, Connecticut has given everyone from the city's chief of police to the state's governor an excuse to scold the citizens who pay their salaries. On Friday, May 30th, 78-year-old Angel Torres tried to cross the street when one car nearly clipped him and a second hit him. Neither driver appears to so much as tap his brakes in a video captured by a surveillance camera. Mr. Torres is tossed like a rag doll, as the Associated Press put it, and then lies motionless in the middle of the busy two-lane avenue.
Gosh.
Pedestrians stand staring on the sidewalk. Cars maneuver past the poor man without apparent concern. Others slow or temporarily stop. A motorcyclist cuts over to survey Mr. Torres, and the bystanders stepping off the sidewalk to gather around him then roars off. A cop, coincidentally, in the area, cruises into things about 70 seconds after Mr. Torres goes down. Aside from the person who hit Mr. Torres, and there's no doubt the driver knew what he'd done, the victim is briefly splayed against the Honda's front passenger window before bouncing off, folks react rationally. They're stunned, hesitant, unsure of what to do, but not so much that they've forgotten first aid's first lesson, which is try not to move the victim.
Right.
Bryant Hare, 37, who walked over to the accident scene after buying some smoke, says that Mr. Torres was conscious and bleeding. He added, I'm not skilled enough when it comes to blood flowing, or I would have helped him. good call. Turns out the accident paralyzed Mr. Torres, and as every course in first aid advises, if the neck is injured, moving it can lacerate the spine and cause paralysis. Until proven otherwise, assume such an injury is possible, and wait for the professionals. More coming up on the cops' response to all of this in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. Totally free on the front page of the website. at freetalklive.com.
If you have a company or you know somebody in your family that has a company and you're having trouble with collections or you just don't like doing the collections work, accounts receivable is a pain in the butt, SACL CAI supports the show. They're great liberty-minded individuals, and they'll do a fantastic job. They collect your bills without breaking the kneecaps of the people that owe you money. They do it with respect, and there's a better chance that those people will still think you're a good guy afterwards. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
A little bit more about this story, and then we go to your phone calls from Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com, talking about a 78-year-old man who just a few days ago was hit by a car as he tried to cross the street in Hartford, Connecticut. As the drivers drove off afterwards, the people, many folks that were nearby continued to drive by, and so a few people stopped. One man said that he understood from first aid that he shouldn't be moving the victim, that he realized that he was not skilled enough when it came to blood flowing, he says, or he would have helped out. It turns out the accident paralyzed Mr. Torres, Angel Torres, the 78-year-old, and that as every course in first aid advises, if the neck is injured, moving it can lacerate the spine and cause paralysis. Until proven otherwise, assume such an injury is possible. But Hartford's chief of police sees callousness, not caution. Daryl Roberts, the chief, claimed no one came to his aid. There were actually people looking at him and driving away. The outraged Daryl thundered, "These sorts of situations dehumanize our community." Before he inadvertently told the truth. "I'm ashamed to say our city has a toxic relationship with ourselves." So why not pull the plug on that poison and abolish the municipal government? Daryl fired his volley after seeing the very graphic video, which he decided sent a very bad message. He leaped to the usual conclusion of Leviathan's lackeys. Citizens are stupid, derelict, and incompetent. No wonder they failed to help Mr. Torres. He said, "We no longer have a moral compass." Said the guy who devotes a good portion of his day to stealing other people's property. Year to date, we have seized close to 180 guns, Daryl brags on his blog. Last year, we seized 400. In one day alone, Vice and narcotics detectives conducted 7 hotspot details, resulting in 42 arrests, seizure of 2 firearms, 3 vehicles, 10 grams of crack, 1,300 bags of heroin, and 12 grams of cocaine. Anything goes, despaired this chief among plunderers, and so Robert said he was calling out city residents. "I'm challenging them to treat people with dignity and respect," he said. "This is no longer acceptable." "Hmm," says Becky. "Wouldn't treating people with dignity and respect mean not picking their pockets, nor insulting their intelligence by renaming robbery taxation? Should it include prohibiting inspectors from invading businesses and homes on the presumption that without the city's guidance, slovenly citizens will wallow in filth and unsafe conditions? How about butting out of the marketplace so that consumers can buy whatever they wish, wherever they please? Assuming that we silly fools will overdose on heroin or blow ourselves up with fireworks doesn't exactly exude dignity and respect, now does it? Talk about living in a glass house. Let's hope Daryl's hypocrisy inspires enough rock throwing to demolish it." Surprise, surprise. Chief Roberts' bias against the citizens he supposedly serves so blinded him that he never bothered to check with 911. He had to backtrack when someone pointed out that 4 people called 911 within a minute of the accident, and that the victim received medical attention shortly thereafter. Daryl might have suspected as much, since one woman in the infamous video appears to be clutching something, presumably a cell phone, to her ear. She stands directly in the motorcyclist's view. Perhaps that explains why he rides off. He decided enough people were already dialing 911. Dozens more might have phoned, except bystanders speculated that people were afraid to get involved because they don't feel comfortable talking to the police. Say it ain't so. Naturally, Connecticut's governor couldn't resist the temptation to burnish her own rectitude by denouncing citizens' lack of it. Jody Rell reflexively and ignorantly condemned the reaction of some passers-by who did little in the moments after the crash to assist Mr. Torres. Mm-hmm. She considers the video beyond chilling. "Nope," says Becky, "that would be government."
Yep, that reflects their real attitude towards people.
It is an us-versus-them attitude, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a shame, but that's what it's become.
You're just a little peon, Wayne. What do you know?
I know a lot of stuff, mister.
How dare you? You just drive on past that accident. Shouldn't you get out of your car and stop your day and assist? What would have happened if everybody who was driving by stopped their car? Then you've got a bunch of people standing around that don't know what the hell to do with an accident victim.
And we're told that the victim here was paralyzed as a result of the accident, and it's tragic.
Yes.
We're told that he was paralyzed as a result of the accident, but do we really know that he was paralyzed as a result of the accident or a result of the professionals putting him on the neck board?
You also have a bunch of citizens rushing off to work to pay their taxes because their taxation's so high in that town.
The question about the neck board, Mark, we don't know where the paralysis came from. Certainly, there's a good chance it came from the car accident. And
it sure could have.
The paramedics are trained on how to do those sorts of things.
People are trained in how to do all kinds of things. It doesn't mean they do a good job necessarily every time.
But better to have them do it than some guy, you know, who doesn't know anything
sure,
at all.
Sure, but we're getting the assumption here that the only people that can do anything correctly is the, you know, people that work for government, and that's just not so.
Yeah, don't government recruit their workers from the rest of us? Aren't we all the same, basically?
Well, then they get indoctrinated into this attitude that they're superior.
Right. And we see it all over the place. And it's disgusting. They aren't better than us. Just because they're public servants. This is the attitude I've come across a few times when I've called the local talk show here in Keene from some of the statists, like the politico statists out there. They'll try to one-up you by saying, well, have you served your country? As though if you don't work for the government in some way, that you're inferior to them.
Well, what makes them think that the government officials shouldn't be held to the same standard as individual citizens?
That's a great question. I can't answer for them.
You know, I can see that some of the people that have asked you that question, I can see that they're saying, well, you don't know what it's like to do the job. And that's true. But, you know, they're not looking at it
from
your standpoint
either. It's usually as a qualifier. It's usually used as a qualifier to say, well, I've served the country, so therefore I'm so much better than you.
In other words, they collected a paycheck and didn't produce a thing?
Yeah, exactly. I'm out here every single night of the week serving my customers with a product that they voluntarily choose to consume, and we voluntarily choose to do business together. I'm serving those people that are looking for my product. So it's not like I haven't served anybody in my entire life. It's just that I haven't been a bureaucrat, and apparently that means I'm inferior to the rest of them.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody at Porkfest last night who emigrated here from the Soviet bloc. And he was it's amazing talking to these people because they can see it all coming.
Mm-hmm.
They can see it coming all over again, and you see the look on the sadness and grief because they worked so hard to get away from that place and come here to be free, and now they're seeing it encroach upon them here.
It must be just awful to be in that position. And maybe, were they a Free State Project member?
Yes.
Oh, great. Well, they've made the right choice. If you are concerned with the direction the country is going, with the increase in tyranny and control, then the Free State Project is something you should look into. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mac is on the line in Montana. We'll talk to him and you as well. It's Free Talk Live.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at orgonproducts.org. That's orgoneproducts.org. orgoneproducts.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95. and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BHP, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at naturally, that's 1L and naturallypure.com. That's N-A-T-U-R-A-L-Y pure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki. You can get interactive with over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. The wiki is basically the listener editable version of our website. So head over to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, and get interactive there. It's free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
President Barack Obama, maybe John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
As we go to your phone calls, Mac is on the line in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Mac.
Hey, Mac.
How are you guys doing this evening?
Hey, just yes, super. What's on your mind?
Well, long time no talk, but this mortgage deal you were talking about, I thought I might throw a couple points at you.
All right.
Great.
There has been a whole bunch of questionable loan practices going on in the last few years. And that Spitzer guy in New York, right before he got outed for his hooker addiction, he announced to the state that he was going to investigate the dirty dealings of the bankers of doing these shady deals and shady loans. Because they were pretty, you know, pretty ruthless banking things going on. And the other point was there was a judge in Southwest someplace or Southeast. I forget where he was from, but he got major headlines when he guy was foreclosed on, and he took the bank to court, and He said, show me the paper. You know, show me the paper on this mortgage. Show me, you know, where is it at? Who's got it? Where is it at? Yep. Well, the bank couldn't produce the mortgage because they'd sold it already. I mean, like you said earlier, right. It was bundled in.
They were trying to foreclose on something they didn't even actually own?
Well, obviously, they were still taking, you know, the paperwork or whatever was still, they were still collecting.
Yeah,
you know?
They were servicing the loan, but they didn't hold it anymore.
Huh, okay.
Right. Well, anyway, the judge agreed with the homeowner that if the bank that was trying to foreclose on him couldn't show the judge the paper for the mortgage paper or the title, you know, whatever, then he threw the case out of court because most of these foreclosures, you can't find your, you know, you see what I'm saying? You can't find your papers anymore once after a certain period of time.
Yeah,
they've been sold off mostly to the hedge funds, you know, they mostly go to the hedge funds and stuff like that.
Why would the bank continue? I don't know much about the loan industry. Why would the bank, once it sold the mortgage, why would it continue to collect payments?
Is it getting paid for that?
It's getting a cut?
Yes.
Well, it's getting, it's
servicing fee.
Yes.
So then it would have to be the owner who foreclosed. Whoever it was that bought the mortgage would then be the one to foreclose. So essentially they were foreclosing when they had nothing to foreclose upon. Right?
Right, exactly. But a lot of these mortgages were bundled with thousands or, you know, tens of thousands of other mortgages into one security that was sold to somebody. And then once it's there, I guess it gets lost somewhere. Who knows what happens to it? But they couldn't produce the actual paperwork because of that. So the judge threw it out of court.
It ends up a computer note or a computer number or digit, and then they can't produce the note. They can't produce the mortgage, you know, and such. And the judge threw it out of court. The guy got his house.
Well, good for him. Yeah,
you know,
got him on a technicality.
I think that the American dream's kind of working against I think it's sort of unfair the way they're looking at the banks in this situation. A lot of these people don't pay their mortgages for a year, and they're still able to stay in quote unquote their house. I mean, it's your house if you buy it, but not if you get a mortgage on it.
Yeah, and it's the bank's.
Then it's the bank's house. And, you know, what's the difference really between, you know, that and, say, renting property? Well, you know, at some point you got to leave the rental property. At some point you got to leave the house. You know, you pay a monthly fee in order to stay there. They couldn't pay the monthly fee anymore. They got free rent for a year.
Well, I'm just saying that there was a very, I mean, this guy in New York, Spitzer, you know, he got outed on his little deal with the hookers because he was going to go after the banks because they were doing the bad dealings.
It's interesting. It's interesting speculation. You always have to wonder when you hear about somebody who's real high up in the government rankings going down. You always
right.
have to wonder who they crossed. And it's an interesting speculation on your part, Mac. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate the story.
You know, they say that J. Edgar Hoover, when he was head of the FBI, used to have dirt on everybody. And I mean everybody.
Well, it was his job.
Yeah.
Right? Dig
up dirt. Politicians, I mean everybody.
Let's continue with Dan, who is listening also on KGEZ in Kalispell, Montana. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I enjoy your show. I just wanted to make an observation off topic. But the other day I went into a sandwich store, and wrote out a check. Happens all the time, but out here they ask you for your birth date on the check, driver's license number, expiration date, and I refused to give it to the guy. I got kind of hostile, but I guess my question is, the check's good, I got the money, but if it was bad, I mean, what good is my birth date going to do on the check?
I guess hunting you down.
All other information, you know?
I guess it could be used to hunt you down. A check sort of, to some extent, it's a contract between you and the sandwich shop,
right.
You know, saying, I will pay, because they haven't actually gotten their money yet. And you know, coming from the business standpoint, it really stinks to have to deal with return checks and all that kind of thing.
I remember one time we were in this podunk little town here in New Hampshire at a gas station where they actually had a little poster board near the register with bad checks. People that had written bad checks, they had actually taken the checks and said, you know, do you know these people? And they put the checks up on the poster board so you could see who all the deadbeats were in town. And I just thought that was great. I think that whatever it is they're looking for is totally reasonable in that particular case. They're trying to just do business. And if that makes them, if having that information makes them feel better, whether or not it'll actually help, you know, catch anybody, because how could it, right? I mean,
right.
if you just write that stuff on the check and they don't check it against any information right there then on the spot, you know, against like a driver's license or some other form of ID to verify that it's all true, then you could still have stolen someone's checkbook and still write some BS on there.
But it's just
something to help them feel better about it. Like, you're willing to jump through these hoops, so therefore we feel better about giving you the sandwich for, you know, on spec.
And if you don't want to give out your birthday, and I totally understand, I refused to give my birthday to a doctor's office that was asking it, and I, you know, sort of asked the woman why. Well, we use it for our computers to be able to identify it in case there's another Mark Edge out there. And I'm like, well, you know, I've already checked the phone book. I happen to know there are no Edges in town at all. I think you should be okay. I'll tell you what year I was born in order to be able to decide whether or not I can have this little work that I want done, but I'm not willing to give my date of birth because that's information that could be used by identity thieves, and
that's true.
It's
that's right. I was getting at, you know, that's gonna send me a birthday card or something.
Yeah, right. You gonna send me a bottle of rum on my birthday? why am I giving you this information?
So, Dan, did you end up getting the sandwich?
I did. It's just the way the guy, you know, I refused to give it to him, and I kind of stepped back, and he goes, "Stand over here, sir." And I said, "What is this? The police department? why am I being treated like this?" And he kind of calmed down later, but, you know, it's just kind of odd, I thought, you know.
I think there's two sides you can look at this from. While I think it's reasonable for a business to ask for that extra information, I also think that, you know, if you were to step away, then the decision is in his hands to say, well, you know, how badly do I want the sale? Am I willing to waive my requirements and just take the check so I can sell another sandwich and hope that it's good? Because then he has the decision to make. Because you were going to buy his product, and now you're backing away from the deal, and he doesn't really want that
to
happen
either. It's a contract dispute, and you're not willing to hold up to what he's asking for is in the contract.
Yeah, that's true. I just kind of took a step back. You know, out of the line.
Good for you.
Line. You know, that's it. But he just kind of, I felt like I was in the police department there for a while. You know, he's a big dude and kind of, you know, had an attitude about him. But
very
yeah.
Good. Dan, thanks for the story tonight.
You bet.
I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Nobody is responsible for your personal information except you. You're responsible to keep that personal information out of other people's hands. And it's your face, it's your date of birth, it's your social security number, it's your driver's license number, your fingerprints. These are your personal information, and you're responsible for them.
Coming up in moments, we will defend the indefensible Nazis. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program, you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. You can go to store.freetalklive.com, order great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. You'll find it all at store.freetalklive.com. So, to defend the indefensible. Now look, let me preface this story briefly with a disclaimer. I don't agree with these people's viewpoint, the neo-Nazis, that is. I find them despicable, distasteful, disgusting individuals, and I find their belief system absolutely awful. However, as a supporter of the freedom of speech and the supporter of individuals being able to choose for themselves how they want to raise their families, I absolutely support them being able to indoctrinate their children with whatever sort of malarkey and gobbledygook nonsense that they want to.
Yeah, malarkey.
So, we begin the story. From the Winnipeg Free Press, Child and Family Services recently seized two young kids from a Winnipeg home based on concerns that their father, an alleged neo-Nazi, was filling their heads and marking their bodies with messages of hate. The Free Press has learned.
Messages of hate.
The government agency is seeking a permanent order of guardianship based on ongoing concerns about the safety of the 7-year-old girl and 2-year-old boy. A Court of Queen's Bench case is ongoing with the next hearing set for, I guess, this was a couple days ago. Anyway, the Free Press is not publishing the names of the parents to protect the identity of the children. The bureaucrats at CFS wrote that the children may be at risk due to the parents' behavior and associates. The parents might endanger the emotional well-being of the children.
There's a lot of mites and mays
yep,
involved in
this. Yep, it's what I was going to say. They may be at risk, and they might be in danger. Winnipeg police...
Can't that be said about every child?
Yes, it could. Oh, you might let your kids go play on the playground, and that could put them in danger.
There could be a molester out there.
Winnipeg police confirmed their involvement in the case, which came to a head in late March when school officials raised concerns about the little girl. A source familiar with the case said she showed up one morning in class with disturbing scrawlings on her body, including a swastika and the common white supremacist tag of 14/88.
I don't know anything about that.
You'll learn more here. The
okay.
Number 14 refers to a familiar slogan, containing 14 words, which is, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children.
Ooh,
the 88
nice.
Represents the letters HH, the eighth in the alphabet, to main Heil Hitler. Constable Pat Chavadons confirmed the father was recently interviewed based on allegations he was involved in hate crimes involving children. No criminal charges have been laid at this time, but police turned the file over to the bureaucrats at the CFS. So, basically, the cops don't have enough evidence to charge him with anything, so they turned it over to CFS. They don't need evidence to steal your kids.
No, they don't.
And that's what they did. Sources say a search warrant was recently executed at the family's home. Several items, including a computer, were seized. Huh. Search warrant during a child custody thing? Anyway, the mother of the children is also named in the CFS application as being unfit to parent based on her relationship with her husband.
Yeah, she happens to be married to her husband, or whatever.
He is the young boy's father and the girl's stepfather. There are also concerns about parental drug and alcohol use in the home. Oh my goodness, parents should not be able to inebriate themselves in front of their children. That might set a bad example or something like that, even though parents across the country are inebriating themselves as we speak.
Yeah, certainly there are people out there that drink far too much in front of their kids. Absolutely true.
Including politicians, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true, and that they don't have their kids taken away. But the idea that we would allow this to happen just goes to show just how dangerous this is because, well, yeah, do you drink any alcohol? I mean, who gets to decide what's too much?
Yep. The parents are believed to be fighting the application for guardianship on several grounds, including a belief that their right of freedom of speech shouldn't be interfered with and a denial they're polluting their children's minds. The couple couldn't be reached for comment, and they have not yet filed affidavits outlining their position. A judge recently ordered a psychological report on the father as part of the ongoing case. That's the latest on the story. Now, it's pretty easy to predict what's going to happen here. They're going to get railroaded. It won't really matter what they say about themselves. They're neo-Nazis.
Right.
Case closed. People don't like neo-Nazis, and so therefore nobody is going to stand up for these folks.
Unpopular stance, right.
Nobody is going to, to put their reputation on the line, except for Free Talk Live. Nobody's going to put reputation on the line to say, hey, leave these people alone.
And that's the problem with the so-called democracy, is in this case you have the 99% are going up against the 1%. And,
right.
And everybody, each person has to have their rights protected, no matter how foul they are, even if you don't agree with them, even if they're smokers, even if they want to eat trans fats. It doesn't matter. They all need to have their rights protected. Otherwise, everyone loses their rights eventually.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the Reverend Martin Niemöller's poem comes to mind.
I think it was a pastor, but...
Pastor, whatever it was. Yeah. You know, first they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I did nothing. Then they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I did nothing. They came for, I don't know, the Jehovah's Witnesses, whatever they
came
for.
In that case, it was the Nazis that were doing the coming for. But now, in this case, the tables have turned, and now the Nazis are being came for. And so, you could...
It's not the same Nazis, though.
No, yeah, that's true.
They're just a different band of Nazis.
Yeah, so, I mean, I completely disagree with these people's viewpoint. I think it's awful what they're doing to indoctrinate their children. But I would try to find some more creative way to solve this particular problem. Perhaps if I lived in the same neighborhood and I had kids, I would, for instance, maybe encourage them to befriend them and, you know, perhaps try to counteract the programming that the parents are indoctrinating into their kids. That's if I cared enough about it, and I really don't. I don't care. They're your kids. You can teach them whatever it is you want to teach them, because you have to understand. To those of you out there listening to this saying, oh, that's disgusting. They're Nazis. They should be. No Nazi should be able to have children.
I don't think most people really care. Most people are just sort of like, whatever. They're Nazis. Big deal. Whatever happens to them happens to them.
Well, see, okay. These Nazis aren't in power, and that's the problem. When the Nazis were in power before, that they oppressed others. Now all of a sudden they're not in power, and these other people who don't call themselves Nazis are.
It just goes to show how the tables get turned, and that if you think that you're safe because your people are in charge of the government, just wait. It's like we talked about earlier in the show with the UK, where the police, they've got quotas, so they're cracking down on the middle class because they're easy to go after. And in this particular case, the Nazis are going after them because they know nobody's going to stand up for them, just like they went after FLDS, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, just like they went after Strong City, another religious group in in some portion of New Mexico. They went in and they went after all these kids because their parents have divergent belief systems that are not of the norm. And, of course, what is the norm anyway? What, Christian? Is that what the norm is in America?
They used to feed those people to lions, I heard.
So, you know, look, if you're a good Christian out there listening to this saying, yeah, well, you should take away their kids because they're bad. Well, what happens if someone gets into power that decides that Christianity is bad? Mm-hmm. I, for instance, am no fan of organized religion. I think that it's dangerous. I think that it discourages individuals thinking for themselves. And I'm not in charge, nor will I ever be in charge. And if I was, I would certainly never impose my viewpoint on others. But some have no compunctions about that. They have no problem saying, well, our viewpoint is right, your viewpoint is wrong. We're willing to use armed men to come and steal your children from you to show you how right we are. And the problem is that eventually the tides are going to turn against whoever it is that's running these programs today. And somebody who disagrees with their viewpoint may end up getting into power and cracking down on their kids and their freedom.
What about the fact, I always ask myself, what prompts these people to become Nazis in America today? What prompts people to join these fringe groups to begin with? Obviously, they're misguided. There's no question about that. But they're seeing something, and I think they're misinterpreting it, but they're seeing the same thing we are, but they just don't have the tools to analyze it properly.
I don't know, Wayne. I don't know a lot of Nazis, but from the experience I've had learning about them over the years, it certainly seems to be a tradition that's handed down. So, you know, you've got a granddad and a who taught his son all the, you know, the hatred, and, you know, the same thing applies for other groups that are of different race that hate other people. You know, there's certainly black racists and Hispanic racists out there too. But basically it's taught as a kid. You know, you're taught that that you're better. You're taught that those other kids of the different skin colors are inferior to you. And it's a bunch of nonsense. It's mm-hmm. a bunch of lies. But that's what they're taught. And they're indoctrinated with it so heavily. And these neo-Nazis are so obsessed with it. I watched a video about the twins, the Nazi twins, called Nazi Pop Twins. They sing. And It was a great video, by the way. It was a great documentary about their life and how they aren't maybe exactly what their mother wants them to be. But the dad is obsessed with Nazi everything. He brands his cows with a swastika. I mean, these people, that's what they live and breathe. They're despicable.
That's what the filmmaker wanted you to believe.
But you should leave them alone. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
It's a...